it's really hard to imagine it playing out like this in Grand Rapids or Ann Arbor. It just is. And I think that's part of the haunting legacy here. That's not to say that drinking water issues or, you know, don't come up in wealthier communities or whiter communities. I mean, there's lead lines everywhere, and we really do need to take that seriously. But how this played out in Flint, the expensive water bills caused by the disinvestment over decades, the emergency management system, the sort of persistent dismissals of what residents were saying, as if the lived experience of their own lives was of no consequence at all. That seems pretty well connected to race and poverty. You know, 40% of the community is impoverished. I mean, white people in Flint were also affected by this for sure. But I think the city as a whole is sort of racialized in people's imaginations, and it's just not taken seriously. The people in that community are just not taken as seriously.
The investigation into what happened in Flint is being headed by the state attorney general. What are the conflicts of interest here?
Well, it's very unusual, right? And there's a lot of eyes on this, not just in Michigan, but nationally. The attorney general is constitutionally obliged to represent the state's interests, right? That means the attorney general, Bill Schuette, is sort of the face of the state in a number of individual lawsuits and civil actions that are playing out right now. At the same time, that office is prosecuting this case. There's a special prosecutor that has been appointed to lead this investigation. It's been going on since 2016. There have been 15 people who are indicted, some of whom have received plea deals, and we are soon going to see if some of those cases are going to be going to trial. But this is one of the curiosities of this situation. We have the state paying for both the prosecution and the defense of this. That's weird, right? It feels uncomfortable. And it's also a lot of taxpayer money going to lawyers on both sides of this. And I think a lot of folks in Flint, for example, just don't quite know what to make of it. You know, kind of watching this with a cautious eye. They do want people to be accountable for this because, again, this was a man-made disaster. It feels wrong for nobody to take responsibility for that. Only one person at the state was fired because of the Flint water crisis. A couple resigned. Most of the people who are indicted are either suspended with salary or, in a couple cases, still doing their jobs actively, you know, and doing jobs that include the long-term recovery efforts in Flint. It's very entangled and it's very confusing. It's a little bit hard to see what a just outcome will look like for all involved. When you ask people that, it's a little blurry. You want some accountability to happen. You don't want people scapegoated for this, you know, especially when the attorney general is running for governor. A lot of people have questions about his motivations for some of these charges and how they're being timed in some ways, you know, with the election coming up in November. But it's confusing. I think one of the things that we have to think about is if our legal structures aren't equipped to deal with disasters like this, maybe we need some policy reforms. Maybe we need some different kinds of laws. Maybe we need to think more creatively for how to set in place the system we need so that there will be justice.
People were poisoned. What is the health impact there, the long-term health impact, personally, but then publicly? How does that impact the societal ills that are yet to be seen?
Right. Well, yet to be seen is the key phrase there. To a certain extent, we just have to wait and see what happens. Lead is one of the world's best known neurotoxins. You can find ancient documents that talk about lead as a murder weapon, even. You know, like, it's well known that it's toxic to humans. And children are most especially vulnerable because they can absorb up to 5 times more lead than adults from the same amount of exposure. And it can result in developmental delays, lowered IQ, aggressive and antisocial behavior. Some people tie it to crime. It can result in problems with your nervous system, kidneys, your brain development. It's not safe for adults either. It's connected to reproductive issues, fertility issues, miscarriages, stillbirth. There's research about that happening right now that might have impacted Flint. There are a number of really wonderful and admirable recovery efforts in Flint right now, you know, from expanded healthcare to a registry that can help connect Flint children to all the different kinds of resources they might need. Brand new schools funded mainly from philanthropic dollars that are sort of designed to meet the needs of children who might have been exposed to this. But honestly, we've got to wait for these kids to grow up before we really see. Some people are probably going to show no real symptoms at all. There are good mitigation efforts, nutrition, there are, you know, healthcare, things like that that are helping. That's great. But lead is absorbed in your bones and tissue. It stays there. We just have to wait for these kids to grow up before we see what the consequences of this crisis were.
Do you see a looming financial impact that the state will have to bear?
Well, that's actually, you know, as a fellow journalist, that's something I think those of us reporters in Michigan really need to be following. I mean, there has been a ton of money spent on this already, which is a little bit depressing when you compare that to what it would have taken to just keep Flint connected to the Detroit Water Department the whole time, or even repairing the aging, oversized infrastructure. That's an expensive, complex project. It pales in comparison to how much is being spent now on a number of different recovery efforts and legal efforts on both sides. So how is this money being spent? Is the government being transparent about it the whole way? What is the cost to other residents in Michigan? You know, there's other drinking waters happening in Michigan right now, right? You know, like, will they get the same resources and attention that they need to be able to trust their taps as well? This is what people mean when they say the Flint water crisis isn't over. We haven't hit the finish line in what the consequences are for the city or for the rest of us in Michigan.
You mentioned that a couple of people have resigned. And one person has been fired.
Right.
So really, who's accountable here?
I mean, that's the question. Not many people have been held accountable for this right now. This is part of Flint's frustration, right? This is why they're glad for these water lines that are being replaced, in part because of the class action settlement, not because that was offered up as reparations at the beginning, at the outset of this, when the state conceded there was a citywide problem. But who is accountable and who should be accountable? I don't know. I mean, right now we have the preliminary examinations ending for a number of high profile figures. The highest level person charged was Nick Lyon, the head of the Department of Health and Human Services. He faces charges as serious as involuntary manslaughter connected to the Legionnaires' disease outbreak. We are about to find out soon if that case is going to go to trial. But there's other folks, including one of the emergency managers who hasn't even begun their preliminary examination. I think there's just a lot of a confusion for how you trace the responsibility with this. But one thing I think we can feel confident in is that the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality did not live up to its responsibility to provide safe drinking water to Flint. And it's the office that was especially responsible for that. They didn't have resources they needed to succeed. They didn't have the staffing they needed to succeed. But also they made some active choices that were plainly wrong and are going to have lifelong consequences.
Anna Clark, the book is The Poisoned City, Flint's Water and the American Urban Tragedy. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.